me, to break up the ground even finer, you used the
hair.
And then, was there any different kinds of this?
Hairs?
Mm-hmm.
No, just I never used it one time. Well, they have a disc hair. They use that in the big fields. That cuts up the but not in gardens. Mm-hmm. They just use one of these little fine-tooth hairs for the gardens. Mm-hmm. But they use these big old disc hairs on the tractors.
And they didn't have any special name?
No.
Okay. And then this one. When you lay a log across an X-shaped frame to cut it, did you have any name for that?
Cross-cut. Use a cross-cut saw.
Use a cross-cut saw. What did you call that X-shaped frame thing that you would lay the log
horses, I guess. Because these other horses that carpenters use, they call carpenter horses.
Okay, and then there was an A-shaped frame too, not just an X-shaped frame. There were some that were A-shaped.
I don't know what.
You didn't have any. Did you ever hear a sawbuck?
Yeah, that's what they put. Well, I guess that's the same thing as carpenters. So they put the planks up there to saw them off, you know. Have two.
And you called that a, you usually call it just
carpenter's
a carpenter.
Horse, uh-huh.
Okay.
It's made a shape like that.
Alrighty. Usually the X or the X-shaped or A-shaped?
It's A-shaped.
A-shaped. Uh-huh. Okay. When you're straightening your hair, you use a comb and a
brush.
Okay. And when you use a comb and a brush, you say that you're going to
comb my hair, brush my hair.
Okay. And this we were talking about before too. You sharpen a straight razor on a leather.
Papa had one of those. Leather strap.
And what? That was made out of leather.
Yeah, it made out of leather. Black leather.
Black leather.
And you just see it now. It was made where you could hang it up at one end.
Mm-hmm.
Had a hole and the leather, you know, and the ring in that hole and just hang it up.
Do you still have that?
No.
All that stuff's gone.
I know it. I wish to give. I always say the straight razor. Mm-hmm. Those straight razors.
Right. It's the kind that you see on television shows.
Uh-huh.
Don't know how they don't cut themselves.
Oh, yeah. I know. Papa always cut. He had a mower. Little mower right there. And he cut that mole every time he'd shave. I worry about it, afraid it caused him to have cancer, but it didn't.
Yeah.
He said he just couldn't shave out of that cut.
Well,
he said it was in the way. He should have had it removed.
Well, that's kind of a bother.
Yeah.
Maybe he was a chicken and didn't want to get
it. He was.
All right, talking about guns, did your father or grandfather ever have a gun?
Oh, yeah, he had a shotgun. Yeah. Never did have a rifle or a pistol, but he kept a shotgun.
Okay, then what do you call the ammunition?
Shells.
Cartridges. Cartridges, that's what you'll put in the
cartridges goes in the revolvers, but shells went in that big old gun.
Okay, and what did they use the gun on?
Oh, Papa, he'd bird hunt, but he got to where I don't know what he wanted, but he used a rifle just as well. Mm-hmm. He had that big gun.
Mm-hmm. Is that still around?
No, my nephew has it. Yeah, he still has it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good one, everybody said.
Okay, now we're back with the kids in the playground, and there's this thing where one child balances the other.
It's a seesaw.
It's a seesaw. And how about the limber point?